Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, now into the third hour of this live Wednesday edition, the 20th day. The 20th day, my friends, of April 2005. And in the last hour, we were talking about Wolfgang Gruckel, or Grucki, or Gollum, chairman and founder of Future World, former IBM executive. He says we're all going to be getting our microchips very, very soon because we're trendy and cool. Of course, long before Verichip started jumping around promoting it, I was reading globalist documents saying that's exactly how they'd push this whole agenda. The brother of the new pope, of Ratzinger, is saying that he thinks it's a bad idea. We'll tell you why. We've got some interesting economic news as well, but right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Brian in Virginia. Brian, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Alex. I was going to mention, I recently, of course, got out of the Navy over the summer, and I'd received a letter that was mailed out November 8th from the U.S. Navy ordering me to, of course, muster by phone and update the website with all our information. When I called New Orleans, they said, well, we sent out 700,000 of those letters, and, of course, if you don't call within 30 days, you're automatically activated.
AWOL.
Oh, yeah, they're automatically going to activate you and bring you back to active duty. Another friend of mine just got another letter, and I received one of those letters. But I didn't get the second one, where he has to now muster, of course, in person. Now, he's in the U.S. Navy, was supposedly scaling down. Then I got another friend who's in the reserves, and he just finished exercises out in Vegas with 30,000 other troops, with Mach MiG aircraft, the whole nine yards, with massive drill. And I think it's interesting, it comes on the hill of articles, of course, about Carl Vinson Roosevelt going out to the Med, and I haven't confirmed that. I can call the base and find out, to support the Truman and to put pressure, of course, on Syria and Iran. I was curious about any of your thoughts on that.
Well, I think you've got the answers. I mean, they're gearing up for an expansion in war. They have sent more aircraft carriers into the Mediterranean, and they are gearing up, and they can't even continue in Iraq at current levels, and they're setting back up the draft boards. They've just passed a law in Oregon to make you, when you get your driver's license, automatically set you up for the draft. I mean, this is going on everywhere. They're gearing up for it.
Well, I definitely see that. I'm sorry I didn't have a question, of course, about the IBM's new chip.
It can be any subject you want to measure.
I understand they're coming out the new, what I call the new tabulating machine. They've used, of course, in Nazi Germany. I just see it as one of the most heinous things that can happen to the human race.
We were brought up that if you had to show your papers, if you were tracked and traced, you were a slave. If the government forcibly psychologically tested you, you were in Soviet Russia. That if there were cameras up on the street corners, it was 1984. And now they just go, no, Big Brother's good, and you better accept it because that's the way it is.
Exactly. But now it's the end thing to do, I suppose, or they're going to try to sell it as such. But,
I mean, it's all wildly unpopular. But again, that tiny minority that runs the media continues to act like it's popular and normal, and then we as individuals, even though we're the majority, feel like we're alone, and then the trendies out there just do whatever's trendy.
Exactly.
I mean, they could tell them, go to the store, buy a revolver, blow your head off, and they would all do it. Oh, wow, that's trendy here. Boom. You know, I would be with Al-Qaeda if I didn't do this. I mean, there are people that if the media told them to go jump off a cliff, they do it.
Oh, I agree. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. No, we're not telling the yuppies that that's cool, because I know you'd all run out and do it. It's unbelievable. Out of sight, out of mind. They think everything's okay, so it must be. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's start blasting through your calls in rapid succession. And then we'll jump right back into the news. More and more talk of a national draft, as the last caller just mentioned. He just got out of the Navy, and they're already preparing to call him back up. And everybody else he knows, very, very serious. They are talking about striking Iran. Right now, let's talk to, I guess, up next here is Larry in Ohio. Larry, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, it's really good. I really got turned on to your show, and I love it. I'm off with a sprained ankle, and I'm listening to you every day. The reason I'm calling, that last caller you had from Ohio, not the last one, Tim, about the cards with the chips in them?
Yeah, he's being told all the staff and all the students have to have tracker chip cards. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, I never cared too much for the American Civil Liberties Union, but I've been reading a lot about them. That's where he should go if he's listening. Check them out, and they will at least do something about it. But the real reason I called is, are you familiar with HAARP, HARP?
Yes, we had a guest on, Dr. Nick Begich, last week about that.
Oh, you did, because I just recently started listening, and I'm reading through a book that was by Dr. Nick Begich.
Yeah.
And this thing can control your brain and everything. And he told me, I talked to him on the phone just this past week, they're getting ready to fire it up in a few months again. They went up there in Alaska.
Well, they've quadrupled the power.
Yeah, did they? Did they? I wasn't aware.
No, he's got all the patents. I mean, it's real.
Well, this thing can do all kinds of stuff. It can control the weather and control your brain and spot submarines and excavations and holes and stuff underground and oil. I mean, this thing is pretty scary if it can control your brain. That's what I'm worried about.
Well, I mean, it doesn't control you like a remote control, but they've done the studies. These targeted different wavelengths can make you sick, can make you euphoric. And DARPA was in, last year? It was unbelievable. They were in the Boston Globe saying they're going to move into mind control towers in America just to make sure, in case there's an attack, they can make us all be calm. And they're just putting it in major papers now that they'll be controlling us, but it's part of freedom. And once they flip them on, you'll feel much better.
I won't.
folks, I'm not kidding. I mean...
Oh, no, I know you're not. I know.
Well, I feel like I am. I mean, I can't believe it's gotten this insane, people.
Well, I mean, you have to laugh just to keep your sanity. I mean, my wife thinks I'm nuts. When I sprained my ankle, I came upstairs and laughed. It hurt so bad, I laughed because I said it was keeping me from crying. But you have to laugh at this stuff because it's so stupid. I mean, it's scary, but it's stupid. You know, or we'll go nuts, like that one caller told you. You got to take a break.
Well, actually, that's pretty normal. Thanks for the call. Good points. I've been walking around at night and run into the dining room table and, you know, it's totally painful on your knee or shin. And then after about a minute of excruciating pain, endorphins kick in and you kind of laugh. Man, that hurt. Man, I'm an idiot. That's actually pretty normal. One time I broke my leg real bad. It was almost a compound fracture. And the bone was almost sticking out of my leg. And, you know, after a few minutes of excruciating pain, it was kind of euphoric. That was your body injects you with basically with your own heroin. That's what endorphins are. Very similar, folks. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Then they wear off and you're in a lot more pain. let's go ahead and talk to Carol in Pennsylvania. Welcome.
Welcome. Alex, now I got three things I got to tell you. One, they do have a zapper. It's called go to tagzapper.com to do the RFID chips. It will locate and
yeah, I also bought a clicker that turns any TV off.
Yeah, well, this isn't...
Those clickers are fun. Go in restaurants.
Okay, this isn't on the market yet, but it's about ready to come out.
No, I saw the article, yeah.
Yeah, okay, and Bush is going to Holland next month, and the people want him arrested when his feet hit the soil. Now, that last gentleman that called about HAARP, I never heard a mention on Genesis about the microwave bomb that our government set off over the state of Washington about 4 weeks ago, and it caused an earthquake 3.5 some distance from there. They told the people it was a meteorite to change the jet stream. Well, Condoleezza Rice went to Russia, and
I know there was an earthquake up there, but it was actually on your news?
No, I read this where they set off a microwave bomb. Well, Condoleezza went to Russia, and the idea they said for...
Carol, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, look, I just said that DARPA says they're going to put up mind control towers. Now, they really said that.
Okay.
And I can show you where they said it.
Okay.
But then there's other people out there who just go on the Internet and they say a microwave bomb went off, I don't just come right out and believe that.
Okay, Russia sent a letter to our government telling them it's probably time to invade America because of them changing the jet stream. I sent the article to somebody else, and I never heard it on Genesis, so I can send you the article.
Okay, what was the article out of?
I don't remember offhand. I'm not at my computer.
Well, I know they have an EMP bomb?
It must have been. They called it a microwave bomb. Now, Russia warned us 2 years ago about HAARP, and they said it has to be stopped because it's going to cause a catastrophic worldwide event if they do this the second part.
Well, Russia's got its own antenna arrays.
Yeah, well, anyway, I was looking at your DSL. I don't know what to do there. I don't know if I could get it, but I would like to. I don't know.
I'm not the guy that runs all that, but it's really good service at Infowars.net.
Yeah, I was there last in the middle of the night.
Yeah, well, no, we do sell internet service, and it's really good service. And I have Time Warner Cable modem, but whenever my modem goes down years ago, I had other internet dial-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't even hardly get online with them. Couldn't upload and download my website. But with the service that we've got, it's really good phone numbers too. just for dial-up? Is it just, it's like hyper-turbo dial-up?
Or... Now, like, I could get that here in Pennsylvania if I have it, right?
I guarantee you you can get dial-up. And you can get DSL from us. It'll cost a little more because the big companies have lowered their prices to stop any competition. But you would be supporting Infowars.net, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, I guess maybe I better go there and type that stuff in and see if I can get it here. I'm not sure that I can.
Wonderful. Good to hear from you, and send me info on that. I mean,
okay, because now this is the second time, but they said it was time to invade and occupy America.
All right, well, I mean, the people controlling America control Russia, but Carol, thank you. I mean, it is in the cards to have foreign troops here. They really are conditioning us to accept that, but I don't think they'd call it an invasion. It's... That they've said, quote, if we're involved in an overseas war, tied down in foreign engagements is the quote, that foreign assets would be used to defend the homeland. And that's been said by the UN, by NORAD generals, by secretaries of defense. I mean, that is real. And they really are training cadres of troops for gun confiscations. That is real. I have that in triplicate, in quadruplicate. I mean, I have that just up one side and down the other. Let's go ahead... And take another call after Carol. Let's talk to Tyler in Washington. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, look, I wanted to let you know that the Minuteman Project is not what you think it is, Alex. They are planning this. Why do you think Lou Dobbs is allowed to go on CNN and beat up the borders being open? Arnold Schwarzenegger came out and said we should close the borders so he could be on that side. Bush is against it, so he could be on that side. But what's going to happen is there's going to be a civil dispute. These illegal immigrants are going to come up, they're going to get guns on the American side, and they're going to cause a civil dispute. And
well,
that's
been being said for a month before the April 1st Minuteman Project started 20 days ago, and by the grace of God, it hasn't happened yet.
That's going to be the cry that, hey, these guys got guns on the American side. We've got to get the guns away from the Americans.
Yeah,
that's the whole reason that the Russians collapsed. They didn't collapse. They wanted to focus on the Americans because we're the only ones that are stopping this New World Order because we got the weapons, Alex. Think about it now. I want you to consider it at least. At least bring that so you're not blindsided. This
no,
is
I've already thought about it a lot. We've discussed this, provocateurs. And I mean, you don't think the Minutemen themselves are bad, do you?
No. They're good-hearted patriots. But I'm telling you, they're being backdoor funded by... These guys are smart. You know they are. They are, you know, as it is written, you know, they're wiser than Daniel. They have more than one asset. You and I are on the same page with this biochemical. You know, they want to do it. They're practicing it, but they're testing the waters. If that doesn't work, and we're in a crossfire, Alex, if we don't do anything, they're going to crush our economy by the infiltration. But the reason that the government themselves are not doing anything is so that, you know, the United States citizens will start to say, hey, look, this is enough. This is enough. And they want a conflict. You know who John Titan or Triton is, this so-called space traveler? Have you heard of him?
Oh, gosh. No.
Oh, no, listen to me. This is a new world. This is one of those War of the Worlds projects, Alex. This is, they already have this plan, and they just threw that out there so that when this occurs, people will go, oh, look, there's space travel.
Yeah,
you and I both know there's not space travelers. But it's just like War of the Worlds, and
right,
they're going to throw it out there.
Thank you for the call. Oh, boy. Well, now, you know, people can't believe something when something good happens. And, yes, it's true. Arnold Schwarzenegger, after being for open borders, because his approval rating has fallen completely down to nothing, is coming back and saying he's for controlling the borders. Said that yesterday. Have the article here in front of me, and that's one of the news items I'm going to cover. But the Minuteman Project is an organic project. They're peacefully, by that I mean grassroots, they're peacefully out there doing a good job. The government's very upset about it. And, you know, the Mexican government threatened force, the Mexican troops did, the MS-13 gangs did, and it hasn't happened yet. And I just think they hope it'll peter out and disappear and just go away. And the government may try to pull something like that later, but it's just not going to work. The government is not all-powerful. The New World Order is not all-powerful.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Comment on what that last caller
was saying. The ring
yes.
of fire.
The government, we've gotten the documents, doesn't just have plans to carry out terror attacks and blame it on enemies. They also have plans to carry out earthquakes, volcanic activities, and I have the Secretary of Defense, folks, on the record in a national press conference saying they have these weapons. We have the patents. They can do that. There is a program going back to the 60s to have a fake alien invasion with these big blimps all lit up, look like flying saucers, mainly to terrorize what they call ignorant or superstitious third world populations. They also have these things where, which they've admitted they have since the early 90s, that can project a 300-foot-tall Jesus or Buddha or Muhammad, and they did some testing of that in Gulf War I, I've read, to kind of just confuse and distract or freak out the Arabs. You know, holograms. You can have three jets with these big projectors in them flying, and they lock in on a computer triangulator. Basically it synchronizes all of them to make the hologram. That's what a hologram is three projectors coming together. They do have that, you're right. It's just, then there's all these kooks saying they're space travelers and time travelers and making predictions on the web, and they're always nebulous predictions. I predict there'll be a terror attack in the next 2 years. Wow. Well, did you predict that World Trade Centers would be attacked and that Bin Laden would take the blame for it because he's a CIA asset? Did you say call the White House, they're about to do it 2 months before? Did you only make that one prediction at one time? And it's not because I'm psychic, folks, or I'm a time traveler. I saw them introducing Bin Laden on TV as a boogeyman who's about to get you. I saw globalists bragging and giggling. I knew they'd already been preparing to attack the World Trade Center. I saw the whole thing because I have discernment. Because I guess I'm a low-grade moron, really, in my own view of myself. But compared to some people, I guess I'm a mental giant. Boy, that doesn't encourage me, let me tell you. I mean, how people just can't see this stuff. I just look around. I can see what they're doing. I know what they're doing. I guess you could say I'm tuned in, really. It's use a hippie term. Let's go ahead and... I'll get into Schwarzenegger in a minute since he mentioned it. That was in the stack here, but let's just keep going with calls. It may be allergies, too, folks. My allergies have been really bad. And every time I start getting them again, I go, why do I feel so bad? And then, the next day I really get them. I hope that's not what's happening. I just feel kind of, I think you can tell. I'm a little more calm than usual. Though I'm told some of you like that, so maybe this is better radio. Let's go ahead now. And talk to Rick in Reno. How are things going there in Reno?
Going good. How are you doing, man?
Pretty good, compadre.
I downloaded those two videos, Arnold Exposed, from your site, and I put them up on my file-sharing networks.
Well,
Sharazah, if you're familiar with Sharazah, Sharazah, that's the umbrella one.
I'm so familiar.
If you download Sharazah, folks... You can find ArnoldExposed.com. That's the name of the video. That's the name I gave it on my file sharing network, ArnoldExposed.com.
Well, if you just go to ArnoldExposed.com, it's right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but what I'm saying
by
is...
By you doing that now, you're helping all those that don't even know about this show see it.
That's true.
Good job.
And it's important to get these up on the file sharing networks, hence I gave the titles ArnoldExposed.com for the 60-second one, and ArnoldExposed.com, too, for the 30-second one, available now.
Good job. Yeah, somebody put Road to Tyranny up on the file-sharing networks under the name Fahrenheit 9/11. And it was listed on some of the file-sharing networks. I mean, it was on a bunch of them. You know, shared 800,000 times, you know.
Wow. Are you familiar, Alex, with the Huckleberry Bush political satire?
You know, I'm familiar with a lot of that, but I doesn't ring a bell.
At radio4all.net, that's radio numeral 4 all.net, you can get the Huckleberry Bush political satire. These are hilarious. There's about 30 of them or so.
So it's kind of in the vein of Mark Twain?
Yeah, these guys are. There's about half a dozen guys, and they use voices to parody the Cheney cabal. I don't even include Bush anymore; he's such a dimwit. But the Cheney cabal is brilliantly satired by these cats at radio4all.net. And if you go on the file sharing networks under the Sharazah umbrella, which includes LimeWire, includes Nutella 1, Nutella 2, and eDonkey 2000, the original AJ file sharing network.
Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Finish up what you were talking about, Rick and Reno, real fast about file sharing.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the original file sharing network, eDonkey 2000, is under the Sherazaw umbrella. That's it. I'll let you go, man.
Thank you. Yeah, folks, tens of millions of people, more than that, every day go on these myriad sites, and you hear the recording industry, known as the record company, screaming bloody murder, the movie makers getting upset that this stuff is all over the Internet, their copyright material. Well, my material isn't copyright, as long as it's for nonprofit educational purposes. And so it's on a lot of these sites. And frankly, I never thought of the idea to dishonestly, but it's I guess it's war, mislabel 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, as Fahrenheit 9/11. Back, you know, weeks before the film even came out, they named my video that, put it on some networks. It got shared everywhere, and I mean, I have been to sites and seen, you know, 800,000 downloads in the last, you know, 10 months or whatever it'll say. I mean, 800,000 people on one of the sites, and it's on hundreds. I mean, we reached, you know, as much as these nightly TV shows do. It took months and months to do it, but very effective, and that's what makes it all worthwhile. And so if I was really smart, I myself would be going and loading all this up on these sites. But you taking action and doing it is even more effective. I know that martial law, 9/11 rise of the police state has been loaded onto some networks out there. And I've clicked and seen how many times it's been watched. And, you know, thousands. It's not enough. That's, I guess, because people didn't give it a deceptive name that people were searching by the millions. Plus, you could name it Fahrenheit 9/11 right now. That isn't as hot as it was, so it'd probably get hundreds of thousands, not millions. But there are ways to get it out there and get it seen, and it's up to you to do that. So I want to commend all those out there that have been doing that. I mean, we really are having an effect. We're reaching so many people, and that's another frustrating thing, is I want to do a better job. And we've got so many people paying attention to just what I do. Little old Alex Jones, and... I'll tell you, at a certain level, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago, I had a bigger ego. And the ego is a powerful force to drive you, to get you to want to, you know, get out there and take action. I mean, my prime mover is fighting the New World Order because they're a bunch of out-of-control bullies. But I enjoyed also, ego-wise, you know, doing this. And now, I don't have much of an ego. I mean, you got to have an ego. You got to have it in balance. You can't be egotistical and be on a power trip. And I was never like that. But I just, I kind of wish when somebody flips me off on the highway, I'd get angry at them. I kind of wish I'd still get irritated by cops, you know, getting in my face. I kind of wish I'd, you know, get a thrill off seeing myself on national TV. I don't. I do get a thrill off of waking people up. And I get a thrill off of seeing you take action and doing a great job doing it, by the way. And I just want to commend everybody out there for all the great work they've done. I mean, you do such a better job than I do in so many cases. All right, a caller earlier mentioned Schwarzenegger, and this is out of the Associated Press. And I guess Paul Watson put this comment above the article. Schwarzenegger has been pro-illegals all along. He's merely polishing up his rhetoric in time to hoodwink a conservative base into supporting his, I would add, gubernatorial rerun or an 08-012 presidential run. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger said Tuesday his nation's policy on preventing illegal immigration is too lax, telling a group of newspaper publishers the United States needs to close the borders. That's because almost 90% of people want that. And so they have to act like, I agree with the caller in some respects, they have to act like that we've got a steam valve, that people are trying to help us, that, you know, that we can still trust the government. Then the government does nothing, and then we go back to sleep. Close the borders in California and all across Mexico and the United States, Schwarzenegger said at an annual meeting of the Newspaper Association of America, because I think it's just unfair to have all those people coming across, have the borders open the way it is, and have the kind of lax situation. Whatever that means. Schwarzenegger's remarks were later clarified by a spokesman who said the governor supports greater security along the nation's borders, which is not calling for the complete closure. Schwarzenegger was for blanket amnesty. Bush is for it. You know, why does Lou Dobbs come out and people kept saying, you got to watch him, you got to watch him. Well, I've watched it a few times the last couple of years, and every other night it's about the borders. But then his answer is national ID cards. But then they pass the national ID card legislation, and there's a loophole for illegal aliens in it. So see how they build up a crisis and a threat and something that needs to be addressed, problem, reaction, then their solution is something that makes it worse. The governor has talked before about his need to ensure the immigrants are put on a path toward fully participating in California's economy, spokeswoman Margaret Thompson said, but he feels they need to enter the country the right way and must not undermine import security issues. He feels that the border needs to be secure. During a speech, Schwarzenegger also suggested exploring several policy proposals aimed at addressing illegal immigration, including President Bush's proposed guest worker program, which is total amnesty. So there it is, see? They just label stopping the illegals as amnesty, and we go, good! Give us that then! When Bush's plan makes all the illegals that are here legal, anyone who can get here legal, and allows corporations to pay to bring in skilled and unskilled workers. And, yeah, Americans don't want jobs as computer programmers anymore because they get paid as much as a McDonald's employee. Yeah, that's true. The millions of Indians working overseas or coming into the country who will work for $10, $12 an hour are displacing the Americans paid $100,000 for their education and have children in school and have insurance and cannot live on that. You've driven the wages down by design. It isn't free market.
These foreigners are doing jobs nobody wants.
Oh, yeah? And did you know, if you look at numbers that cook the books to where it looks like illegals help us, all those books don't show the cost in health care and crime and all of it. $3 billion a year in California alone in incarcerating them. It's like another, strangely enough, $3 billion to pay for all of their health care. And, folks, I've seen it. I've been sitting there with my finger almost completely cut off a year and a half ago, helping some more illegal aliens. I guarantee you they were illegal aliens. There's a bunch of these Arabs out on a pontoon boat, didn't know what they were doing. And it was rough water, and I jumped in to go help them and slid off and almost cut my finger off. But the point is, as I get there and I'm watching illegal aliens go past, Hispanics, whites, blacks, you name it, didn't matter. Because they're illegal. They know they don't have insurance. Well, just the city pays for it. We'll just go right past. As I sat there for an hour and a half with blood spilling out. And that's how it is in California, boy. Hatch has got a bill to give illegal aliens, and most states already do this, more tuition than citizens. Why do you think that is? La Reconquistas and Meches and La Razzies and all of you. Because you may be all prideful, you know, reading comic books that the Mexican government publishes down there to tell you you're taking over the Southwest. Well, why is the old white man funding you then? Because they wanted to kill this country, folks. But again, most Hispanics are against open borders. They're patriotic as anybody else. And so the worm has turned, so they just are playing bait and switch again. Oh, we're against illegal aliens, and so we got to support Bush's plan. It's unbelievable. And so now I'll be argued with by so-called conservatives. See, Arnold's conservative. He's against the illegals. You're a liar, Alex. He's for Bush's plan. Bush's plan will stop them. Well, yeah, I mean, the police could say, we are going to cure and solve the murder problem. There'll never be another murder in America. Well, how are you going to do that? Well, we're just not going to call it murder anymore, and we're going to legalize it. Oh, yeah. We've cured cancer. There'll never be another case of cancer in America. And these are the word games they play, literally at this level. We have cured cancer. There will never be cancer again. Well, how'd you do that? Well, we're changing the name and saying cancer doesn't exist. We're calling them fuzzy, feely, happy blobs. Yeah, I mean, it's like they euthanize people forcibly and then call it love. They call new freedom, new freedom. They call the Patriot Act, the Patriot Act. It's totally opposite of what it is. People just lap it up. I have to sit there and argue with them. People just want to believe whatever the buzzword is, the one-liner is. I am against the illegal aliens. I want the Bush's plan, which totally legalizes all of them. Ha-ha! It's unbelievable. But they know what they're doing. Speaking of cancer, Jack McClam's wife's got breast cancer. And so we want to pray that they'll make the right decisions and get the best treatment. And Jack's a really good guy, and I know his wife's a really good lady, and sad to hear that. It's sad when friends and people that are doing a great job get struck by tragedy, but that's what happens in life, and hopefully I believe she'll get better. It's very treatable generally. Let's go ahead and take some more calls. I'll get back into some more of this news here. I'm going to move quick now. I'm giving each person about 60 seconds because I want to give everybody time. I don't like cramming five calls in the last 2 minutes of the show. Let's talk to Skunk in Kansas City.
Hey, Alex, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing fine, my nocturnal friend.
Listen, you know, you sound like you got a little down at the beginning of the show. I just want to let you know that your word does, you know, spread and reach people. You know, I consider you family. You're in my house every day between, you know, 11 a.m. and 2 in the afternoon Central Time. So, you know, and the amount of people's eyes that you've opened, you know, pales in comparison to the amount of people that, that call your show. Secondly, the funny thing that the guy brought up earlier about, you know, listing Fahrenheit 9/11 on the file sharing service, that is actually how I found your first video, you know, Road to Tyranny. I was looking up Fahrenheit 9/11 because, you know, at the time I was under some type of, you know, impression that Michael Moore was one of the good guys, and then I actually saw your movie.
Well, let's be sneaky.
Exactly.
Let's be sneaky. Let's list martial law, 9/11, rise of the police state as Star Wars, Revenge of the Sith.
Exactly. You know, it's all clandestine operations, man.
I know, but once we start down that path, it's not good to ever be dishonest.
But you know, we still got to do what we got to do, you know, to get the good word across. Just a real quick story. Over the weekend, I was in Kansas City traveling on 29. I got pulled over. I'm cruising down the highway in my car, cruise control set at the speed limit. Cruiser comes by me. You know, no problem with me. He comes by me in the left-hand lane going at a higher rate of speed. He sees me. Brakes go on. He drops behind me, hits the lights. I don't even know why. Still don't know why. He pulls me over. He comes up to the car, asks for all my paperwork, give him the paperwork. He comes back. He goes, you know, he probably ran my name, found out that I have a record from when I was younger. Comes back and says, you know, do I have your permission to search the vehicle? I said, no. He said, well, what, do you have something to hide? I go, no, I have something to protect, my constitutional rights. And I said, you know, if you want to go get a powder dog or a drug dog to come and sniff around my car to see if it gets a hit, fine. Then you'll have, you know, probable cause to go into my car. But, you know, before that, I'm not going to cooperate with you. So, you know, a couple more cruisers show up, and then a patrol supervisor shows up. And, you know, after seeing the patrol supervisor talk to the cop for about 10 minutes, wasting my time, the patrolman comes back, you know, highly agitated and says, fine, you're free to go. And I reply, I was always free to go. You never put my freedom in jeopardy. I know my rights. You know, I drove away, and now the bad thing is I can basically see the police station from my house. So I got to drive by it on a daily basis when I, you know, I'm self-employed. I make shipments out of the post office every day, so I got to go by it every day now. But, you know, people got to realize, don't be scared. You know, don't be scared. There is nothing they can do to you except take your freedom and lock you up. And as long as you know what you're doing is right, they can't take that away from you. People get pulled over and, you know, they start to get afraid of the police. Don't be afraid. Stand up for yourself. You know, if you're walking out...
Yeah, they don't own us. And I'm tired of this. We got to take your rights to stop the drugs. Your bosses ship the drugs in. The cartels they bust are the people that didn't pay their cut. Everybody knows it. Your drug war doubles in size every 10 years, and you know there's more drugs on the streets than ever.
There is.
So just don't get... I mean, I don't use any of their garbage. But I'm going to tell them, no, you can't search my car.
Exactly. Exercise your rights. You have rights for a reason. Use them. I see on cops all the time. I'll watch it once in a while if there's not on Saturday night. And I'll see all these morons. Can I search your vehicle? Okay. And next thing you know, they're getting arrested. Exercise your rights. But no, they don't show the people that stand up to the police, whether it be physical or, you know, legally. They don't show it.
Well, that's another thing on these cop shows. The person they always search is always guilty.
Exactly.
They don't tell you there's 20 they search that were innocent. So it creates the perception that all of us are guilty.
Exactly.
Man, amazing points. Good call. Good to hear
you.
From you. See, I said I'd give the caller a minute, but that caller was so good. Yeah, that's the plan. Re-upload my videos every week, naming it the new name of the popular hottest film. And then when people search it to get an internet rip, they'll run into the truth. I don't know, that listener that figured that out. I mean, is it good to do? I mean, 800,000 people, one spot, downloaded Road to Tyranny because they were looking for Fahrenheit 9/11 and found mine. I didn't do that, but it was a great idea. And I don't know. Let's go ahead and take another call here. I mean, it is an information war, I guess. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Ohio. Don, go ahead.
Before Arnold got into power, Rustani had a lawsuit against Enron, or I think $13 billion. Has anything ever happened to it, or did...
Well, Arnold was at that meeting figuring out how to stop Enron from going down.
Yeah.
And no, Arnold never got... He ran, "I'm going to stop them at the Enron, bad great Davis." Well, Davis was bad, but not because of Enron, and it doesn't make you good, Arnold. I mean, it's classic. He's involved with Enron and Milken and the rest of them, but then he's elected on stopping the evil Enron.
Second thought, they got the benefit going now for the toll roads down in Texas. I'd like to see something, you know, if somebody can arrange it, benefiting the future of the Minutemen down there.
I agree. We can only do so much, so why don't you organize something?
Well, I can't exactly here, but I'd like to see it done anyways. Another thought, the oil reserves that we have, is anybody making sure that... you know, Bush isn't basically taking some of the shipments and having them driven to Texas and pumping them down into his empty oil wells like Arbusto?
Well, they don't even do that. With the government all the time is stealing the reserves and manipulating. That's par for the course. There's trillions missing from the Pentagon. Good point.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Brother very concerned about his election, AFP reports. The brother of Pope Benedict XVI, George Ratzinger, 81, has said he was very concerned and shocked upon hearing that Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger had been elected as the head of the Roman Catholic Church because of his age and frail health. And continuing, Oregon bill requires driver's license applicants to register for the draft. Very, very serious. House Bill 2575 would automatically register young men for selective service when they sign up for licenses or state identification cards. It's under federal funding, by the way. Listen to this. Truck drivers bristle in anti-terror rules. The new rules will affect two-thirds of truck drivers. They are already checked against the anti-terror database. Now two-thirds of them will have to go through extensive federal background checks and questioning and then get special ID cards. And I saw Rich say 3 years ago on C-SPAN that you'll have this for every job soon. They're just phasing it in. That's out of USA Today. Let's take a few final calls here. Dave in Michigan, then Esther in Missouri. All I have time for. Go ahead, Dave.
Question, comment, and a suggestion on martial law.
Hit it.
First comment, I love the scene where the woman has the puppet and you're doing the mini-me of Lord Bush. That's some much-needed laughter in the middle of some very serious issues. Very, very funny.
So you could tell that was me doing the puppet?
Yeah, oh, my God, it's hilarious, Alex. And then, let's see, suggestion, I want to do the copy of the disc. I'm having trouble doing it. Any listeners out there have a tried and proven method of...
It's a DVD-9. It's a DVD-9. You can buy for $50 a DVD-9 burner.
Okay.
Or just play it long play into a VCR and make VCR copies.
All right.
And that's then, the problem. It has to be a DVD-9 to put all 3 hours on one disc.
Okay. Perhaps that's why. It wouldn't work in my DVD player. It worked on my computer after I burned the copy, but it wouldn't like work in a regular DVD player for some reason.
You're saying disc doesn't work, period?
Yeah, it says that it won't play this type of disc. That's why I'm thinking, well, it's a DVD plus R. Maybe they need a DVD minus R.
Maybe one out of 200 people that get my DVD 9s. Some old. You must have a really old DVD player.
Actually, it's pretty new. It's a brand new Panasonic portable. It's supposed to be
it's Panasonic. That's the ones. Panasonic portables, the little ones.
Yeah.
Every case. Yeah, it's only been a few. I think it's like 5 cases we've had.
No kidding. Okay, well, then maybe it's not a problem. And then my question was, in the movie, there's a scene where it comes down to a point where you start to describe how when the so-called terrorists boarded the plane, that they released a gas on board the plane and knocked everybody out, and then these planes were taken over by remote control and flown into their target. I was wondering where you got that information, because...
Okay, I'm out of time. I got to let you go. I could have spent 2 more hours on 9/11 in the film. That's from all the different sources we have, about 100 different sources, literally, and how the globalists carried it out, and I just don't have time to answer that question. We proved they're government agents. We proved that it was remote control. And I'm just flat out of time, and I'm sorry to Esther. You know what? I'll just go to Esther and won't plug the film. Esther in Missouri, go ahead.
I was afraid I wouldn't get to talk to you. Hi.
It's all right. Go ahead.
This is, and I'm late getting in on it, National Grassroots Voice Day. And what this is all about, there's a lot of organizations all over the U.S. involved in this. And the idea is for each person to contact their members of Congress and, as you said, hit them upside the head. The major thing is on the energy. They've had an energy bill sitting there for 5 years that they've been kicking around, playing with like a cat with a
head.
You
got to go into Alaska.
Pardon?
Bush has the House, the Senate, the legislative, the executive, the judiciary.
Right.
And none of that ever happens. Out of time, Esther. Out of time. The new film, Martial Law, is out. I hope you get it. And Dave, call me back tomorrow. I'll try to go over that and answer that question. It'll take like 30 minutes, but we'll try to do it. And I'll see you tomorrow night at the Tunes Not Tolls at the Doubletree North. Jimmy Vaughn, everybody else will be out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. As I said, see you back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless. Our